Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, doing the hosting duties this week for the podcast. First, I'd like to thank our sponsor, GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, for their support of this program. Last week, while Chuck was in Kansas City in an ice storm for the Western Farm Show, I pulled the tough duty and went to sunny South Florida for the annual meeting of the Agricultural Relations Council, which was held in Fort Myers. The weather was gorgeous, and the program for the meeting was really just stellar. We had several great presentations on the first day, a dinner cruise on the Gulf, and then also a great farm tour organized by our good friend Gary Cooper with Southeast AgNet. We saw a cattle ranch and citrus operation. We also saw an organic vegetable operation. It was all really great stuff. Now, this Zimcast features an interview with a couple of folks from the Center for Public Issues Education at the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences. This center, called the PIE Center, is focused on enhancing the understanding of agriculture, natural resources, and the environment by providing research-based solutions that address societal issues and raise public and policymaker awareness. They gave a presentation on measuring the effectiveness of social media, or as they called it, measuring the unmeasurable. And I really thought it was fascinating, so I talked with them for a few minutes afterward to provide you with a little taste of what they talked about. PIE Center Development Director Tracy Irani started out the presentation by first giving an overview of social media, really where we're at today.
I think that the numbers show that it's become more than just a fad. It's the fastest diffusing communication technology ever. We're talking just in the space of a short few years, the majority of folks in this country are on Facebook. YouTube is the number two search engine, only behind Google. The spread of social media is undeniable, and more organizations, companies, businesses are utilizing it, not just for internal use or personal use, but also as a way to communicate, engage, and most importantly, build relationships with their network and networks beyond who they are directly interacting with.
The most important part of your presentation was really about measuring the effectiveness, measuring the return on investment for social media. One of the things that you talked about, first of all, was comparing it to traditional media, to television, to magazines, to billboards, and how they measure their ROI and how social media has a little bit of an advantage over that.
Well, with traditional media, they all use different metrics. Cable television, for example, looks at how many homes, how many households. Now, that doesn't necessarily tell us how many individual people might be viewing something on a particular channel at a particular time. Print, magazines and newspapers talk about circulation and readership. That, again, tells us about how much that magazine may be reaching an audience, but not whether or not somebody has seen your ad that you're trying to reach. We know that most of the traditional media metrics are based on the number of eyeballs or number of listeners. That's where social media has a bit of an advantage, because the return can be looked at on the basis of who's in the network, who's actively using, viewing, posting in a social media environment like Facebook, for example, or Twitter, but then also how actively are they engaged? What do they do with that? Do they share articles that they've looked at on Facebook? Do they retweet? Do they add your blog to their blog roll? So those are things where we can get at action, and that action is valuable. And we know that that can increase not only the exposure, but also the ability to interact, the viral nature of what we're trying to get out there, and then also help that relationship building.
Tracy was joined in her presentation by Kevin Kent, who gave more of a nuts and bolts presentation about ways you can measure social media effectiveness and the tools that you can use. First, Kevin gives an introduction of himself.
I recently graduated from the University of Florida and joined the Center for Public Issues Education in Agriculture and Natural Resources just because I had interest in the communication field in agriculture. And so basically, my job title is Media Specialist, where I'm in charge of not only our efforts at the Pi Center as far as communications, but looking to help create strategies and best management practices and, you know, what's being said out there in the social media world and new media in general in regards to into our industry.
It's nice that you use the term best management practices because it's a good ag term when we talk about BMPs. So what were some of the BMPs that you gave for social media use?
Knowing your networks, knowing your target audience and what network works best for your target audience. You know, in agriculture, it seems like we are just tackling the whole social media way of communicating. And so it's important that we strategically plan how we're going to communicate with the use of social media. So it's important to know what your target audience is. You know, are you trying to communicate to the consumer or are you trying to communicate to other producers? And your network will really be an important role in that. Other things to keep in mind, too, as far as best management practices include, you know, how much you're socializing on social networks, how many tweets you're posting a day, how many posts you're putting up per week. Those are all really important things. The biggest thing is to plan out. Don't just socialize. Plan out how you're going to communicate with social media.
Now, what are some of the things that you think as far as evaluating the effectiveness? You gave a couple of different studies, in a way, of how you might determine the effectiveness of your social media program. Tell me about a couple of those, especially, I mean, I guess when we're talking about ag, it's not so numbers so much. It's more of a quality. You talked about quality and authority. Those were a couple of really interesting ones.
A perfect example to authority is probably the biggest key when we're working in agriculture, just to make sure that the right information is getting out to the right people and it's coming from the right source. So that information, specifically to use Twitter for an example, you can disseminate information using hashtags or, you know, specific mentions, and you're able to monitor that to keep track of, you know, what else is being said in response to that, or how many people are talking about it, and also how many people are relaying that information, not only to the people following you, but also their own communities that they have developed in the network. And so that's really important to keep track of how well that information is passed on to that and what they're doing with that information. You know, if you're posting a story, are they looking at it? If you're posting it at a certain time of day, is that the time of day that they're reading that? Or is it a better time that afternoon to post? All of those are great metrics that you can't do with traditional media.
Let's talk about metrics. What are some of the ways that people can measure? What are some of the tools that are out there to let people measure what they're getting for their social media effort?
Both Twitter and Facebook offer great, you know, in-service ways of evaluating what you can do with their with your social media efforts, as far as, you know, how many hits you're getting a day, how many clicks you're seeing, all those great tools, you know, what times are they logging on. But other services out there, such as Hootsuite or other social media dashboards, allow you to, you know, post links under their link shortening tools and then be able to see if they clicked that link. You can track that information. And so those social media dashboards are really key in not only getting the information out there, but also seeing what they're doing with it.
And you mentioned Google Analytics. How good is that?
It's really good if you're looking at the whole matrix of your communication efforts. So, for example, I'm going to post a Facebook update to drive traffic towards my website. So I'm going to look at the insights on my Facebook to see how many people looked at that. And then I'm also going to look at my Google Analytics to see if the two correlate as far as traffic hits. And so it's important, again, not to use social media on its own, but to use it with the other communication tools and evaluation tools that you use to see, you know, the direct correlations and if it's working. If not, you need to go back and reevaluate.
There is a lot of stuff that you can look at under Google Analytics that some people may not realize. You can look at, you can track where the links are coming in from, where you have the countries and states that they come from.
Absolutely. And that's really key, too, is to keep in mind that, you know, you also see what other companies are supporting you or what other support organizations are there linking to you, so you know that you can provide more information to them because they're getting your information out.
Tell me a little bit more about PIE.
The Center for Public Issues Education is an organization that really focuses on the social science research and helping the industry really get the information out there to the public in a more understanding way, whether that's through message testing or strategic planning with organizations, professional development. It's a really unique and innovative center that's getting real great research out to the people that need it to get an effective communication to the public.
Now, the Center for Public Issues Education is only just a couple of years old, but they've already gathered a great deal of resources to help you if you want to get more information about how to measure social media effectiveness. Again, they call themselves the PIE Center for short, the Center for Public Issues Education. And you can find them on the web at thepiecenter.com. Or you can also follow them on Twitter at PIE Center. And that's our Zimcast for this week. Once again, thanks to our sponsor, Growmark, locally owned, globally strong, for their support. And in the spirit of making social media work for your business, here is our Music Alley PodSafe Network tune for the week, All You Can Tweet, by the great Luke Ski, featuring Devo Spice. Thanks for listening.
Hello?
Luke, it's Devo. The Fat Boys are back.
What?
They're at OriginalFatBoys.com, and they're also on Twitter.
Oh, my God, there they are! Their handle is @TheFatBoys. Follow, hit refresh, and... Whoa!
All You Can Tweet.
They tweeted 327 times today.
All You Can Tweet.
What is that, one tweet per pound?
I signed up for Twitter, so now I can tweet. Now I'ma update my status to a funky beat.
Follow all of your friends. Just like that.
You can stalk them all day if you know where it's at.
Link to a picture, movie, a song, and if it's not safe for work, I'ma pass it along.
On my PCR.
Boom.
From the time I tink, I'm typing literally everything I think.
Got boogers on my fingers while I'm stopping to sneeze.
Don't cancel Dollhouse, please.
I voted for Obama because I like his big ears.
Been tracking Domino's and now my pizza is here.
I tweet all the time, no matter where I am.
I just took my Uncle Louie to his rectal exam.
When using letters and numbers, you gotta be discreet. 'Cause 140 is
all you can tweet.
All you can tweet.
This weekend, can anybody help me move?
All you can tweet.
I'm on Netflix streaming, watching Crush Groove.
All you can tweet.
I love the smell of freshly washed socks.
All you can tweet.
You can just call me at the Human Tweets Box.
Yo, Luke Ski, whose tweets are these?
Hey, Devo Spice. They're celebrities!
There's Ashton.
Oh my God, my wife is such a MILF.
Will Wheaton. Sorry, Penguin Con, I have to cancel again.
Adam Savage.
We're gonna blow stuff up real good!
Miley Cyrus.
Only 18 and 13 months, wink!
And Weird Al.
Stop sending me your sick and parody ideas!
Lane Wilson.
Bears Beats and Battlestar Galactica.
Paula Abdul.
The X-Mountain Dodge Face of Banana Patch.
Conan O'Brien.
Twitter Tracker, Twitter Tracker, Twitter Tracker!
Kevin Smith.
Writing more jokes about gays and weed.
Taylor Swift.
So I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce writes the best tweets ever!
All you can tweet.
I better back all this up in case there's a...
All you can tweet.
Hey, Diva, how do you spell Brit-Brit-Brit-Brit-Sticko?
All you can tweet.
Alyssa Milano.
I do not hate fat people.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.